week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m., and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent. You may know me from episodes of Making Bacon, such as the St. Patrick's Day Special, the Homegrown Live Preview Show, and the Spring Reverb Extravaganza. I have my own show now called Numbers with Wings. Join me, and I will take you on a voyage through garage rock, punk, post-punk, cowpunk, Paisley Underground, and more, all viewed through my, some say, unique perspective. I will be broadcasting live on CFRC 101.9 FM, Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m., and on CFRC.ca a few seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure.
The Queen's Gaels are back in the OUA playoffs. Their journey to the Yates Cup begins on Saturday, October 25th at home against the McMaster Marauders, and the stakes have never been higher. In the playoffs, the margin for error is razor thin. One play can make all the difference between elation,
a touchdown for the Gaels,
and devastation. CFRC's coverage begins at 12:45 with the Rad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 1 p.m. kickoff. It's all or nothing, and you can't afford to miss it.
Beats has put it away!
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospix 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetrospixGaragePunkRadio.
The truth, it's inappropriate, untrue. It's not nice. It's not nice, and no. I don't deserve that.
No. Bright lights, big city. You've gone to my baby's head. Bright lights, big city. You've gone to my baby's head. I've got to tell you, woman, you won't believe a word that I've said. It's all right, pretty baby. You're gonna need my help someday. It's all right, pretty baby. You're gonna need my help someday. Someday you're gonna wish you'd listen to you, all the words that I've said. Honey, it's too late. Yeah.
should have listened to what I said. You left me and went and found yourself a rich young man with a long, long car. He took you home to his secluded beach house and gave you champagne by candlelight. You promised to the world but took everything that you had. And now you want me to take you back again. Sure, I'll take you back, honey. Take you back.
I'm Phil Gray. Welcome to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast for another week. This is episode 699. Kicked it off with a band called The Five from right here in Australia, where I'm settled at the moment. They're out of Brisbane, or Brisbane, as people from outside Australasia like to call it. Recorded for Sunshine Records, released August 1966. A side of this 45, Bright Lights, Big City, written by Jimmy Reed. Cool way to kick off the show.
Some of these people are really bad. They're really, really sick people. They're dangerous people.
We're going to head to the spiritual home of 60s Garage. It's North America, but Canada, British Columbia, for a band called the 2x2. Formed in Kelowna in 1965, together through to 1968. A couple of members had been playing a lot of parties. They wanted to take things to the next level, so they looked for a drummer and a bass player and recorded a number of tracks. As far as I'm aware, none of them released. So this one is off a comp called Special Acetates and Unreleased. This is the 2x2, and the track is called By and By.
Yeah. This is Michael in Memphis, Tennessee, and I cannot wait each week to listen to Phil Gray and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Anything you see, but if you buy you shoes and rides, there ain't no price hanging on me. Now everybody has their price, some will say for currency, but mine is love cause it's so nice. There ain't no price hanging on. Your step, wish you're gonna mess with me. Thank God I'm not on your layaway plan. You could have called for work, you see. Not merchandise, no, I'm a man. There ain't no price hanging on me. No price tag on me.
With Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, tracks out of North America. Starting off in Canada with the 2x2 By and By. Then, in obscurity, from the Xtremes, was a 45 released on Star Trek Records in 1968. The A-side. The Who's substitute, the B-side, was Facts of Life. As I said, released on Star Trek Records out of St. Louis, Missouri. The Xtremes. And we followed that up with the Spiders. Not the Spiders out of Japan, but the Spiders out of Phoenix, Arizona. Founded as the Airwigs in 1964, they changed the name in 1965, moved to LA, evolved into the Nas, and then Alice Cooper. Because Vincent Furnier, aka Alice Cooper, was a member of both the Airwigs and the Spiders. We had Don't Blow Your Mind, released September 1966 on a label called Santa Cruz. Yeah!
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
This warped idea of fun has contributed to the fact that one out of every 20 children born in the United States last year was illegitimate.
The Chargers were out of Wenatchee, Washington, formed in 1966. They released just one single. Let's check it out. Described as Beatlesque, and I guess you're right, regional success, this is Taxi.
Think that no one else would know it. time I see it. And now you're gonna run. You're gonna hide. You're gonna leave me all alone outside of this cold, cold world. Yes, you're gonna run. Leaving today, yeah. I'll call you a taxi, baby. Come and take you away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, goodbye, baby. See you, honey.
Taxi.
You know I'm gonna miss you, baby.
Taxi.
Yeah, baby, it's gonna be hard seeing you go.
Taxi.
You're too cool, man. I mean it, baby.
Taxi.
Don't leave me like this, honey. I can't stand to see you go.
Did what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
You're gonna wake up one morning as a
Bo Diddley had a girl.
Hey, Bo Diddley.
On the dance floor they did a whirl.
Hey, Bo Diddley.
Bo Diddley, Bo Diddley, Ian says.
Hey, Bo Diddley.
Come on, Bo Diddley, let's do the twist.
Hey, Bo Diddley.
Another footman that we must run against is the TV world. Are you aware of how much your child's actions and attitudes are controlled by television? The things they wear, the places they go, the things they do are directly related to television. For example, mother, are you aware of what your child is seeing on Saturday morning cartoons? Have you seen these cartoons? Programs motivated to lead your child into crime, into sex, into murder? Since the advent of TV, the crime rate in some areas has increased 1,000%.
60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, we kicked that set off with a track off the Garage Punk Unknowns Part 1 compilation. The band is called The Chargers, out of Wenatchee, Washington, recorded during the height of Beatlemania. So very much a Beatles sound, The Chargers with Taxi. Then The Temptations, who recorded for a label called Moon, December 1962, released their cover of Hey Bo Diddley, eighth single by Mr. Bo Diddley himself. Originally released in 1957. That one also from the Garage Punk Unknowns Part 1 comp. The Temptations, Hey Bo Diddley, off a 45 on Moon, backed with a track called Donna. Then we had Apollo's Apaches, out of Chicago. Apollo's Apaches had a 45 called Boss Be Good To Me, but we had a demo version off an acetate recording with a simplified title, Just Be Good To Me, from Apollo's Apaches. Then wrapping the set, out of Fullerton, California, The Fabs, another Beatles influence band who recorded for a label called Cotton Ball. The A-side of their 45, released September 66, was That's The Bag I'm In. We took the B-side, Dinah Wants Religion, from The Fabs. This podcast is a labor of love, and if you dig the result, you're welcome to support my work and shout me a coffee or a beer. It's simple. Visit buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MRPHILGREY.
she is. Appreciate it. Let's get back into the show.
Well, I've got an extended global garage set for this week's episode. We're starting it off in Durban, South Africa, with a band called The Gonks, backing band for Billy Forrest, also known as Quentin E. Klopjager. The Gonks only made a few singles, including one called Nobody But Me, but I've taken the B-side to kick our global garage off for this week. It's a track called Woman Year, Fuzzy Garage, released in 1967. This is The Gonks.
Way deep down, 'cause it broke my heart.
The question is this. Do you want your children stimulated and driven into an early, unstable marriage before they have had a chance to achieve the economic, educational, and emotional stability necessary for family life? Do you want your son enticed into the world of homosexuals, or your daughter lured into lesbianism? Do you want either of them to discover how to get sexual gratification by inflicting pain on themselves or by torturing other people? Do you want them to lose all chance of a normal, happy, married life?
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
All'improvviso per la strada, una donna ti sorride, lei non sa chi tu sia, ma sa che ti vorrebbe amare.
First part of this week's extended Global Garage set. We started off in South Africa with a band called The Gonks. Not a lot of material from them, but the track we had, Woman Yeah, B-side of a 45, re-released on a comp called Astral Days 2 from a label called Retro Fresh. We then moved it to Peru. So many great Peruvian bands to play on this show. This week I chose Los Drags. Recorded only three 45 RPM singles. Band members, though, would also be involved in such bands as Traffic Sound and Los Shanes. So these guys were out of Lima. They formed 1965. They were active through only till 1967. Los Drags. Damelo Mi Nena out of Peru. And we wrapped it up with a band out of Milan. Formed 1965. They had a couple of singles. The first was in 1966. Domani Sapro. But we took the A-side of their second 45, released on ESSE Records, E-S-S-E Records, in 1967. A-side, All Improviso, from I. Coleman's.
But to whom do you feel that these are particularly harmful?
Oh, I think obviously the younger generation, and in this town,
We've got a number of boys' schools and girls' schools, and I cannot believe that these can be any else but harmful for them.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Well, continuing with Global Garage this week, this time we're going to Poland. It was described as a Polish big beat band founded in Warsaw 1963. They're called the Savages, but in Polish, Zakusi. They started off playing in dance clubs in Warsaw, very much influenced by the Shadows, played at a number of Polish music festivals, and they evolved into more of an R&B band, very much influenced by the Kinks, the Animals, and the Stones. This is Zakusi. You can see them up on the Retrospect socials. Follow me on Facebook, follow me on Insta. Zakusi. Now, cut me a break here. This is called Nifortuny Podrzewacz from Zakusi.
From Mastodon, and I like Phil's Garage Punk Show because he uncovers some gems of garage pop, and I never know what I'm going to hear next. Hey!
Side of the down, backward, forward, scattered out, over on the side of the down.
is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
Second set of Global Garage for this week. Starting off in Poland was Zakusi, Nifotuni Podrowacz, then to Japan for some glorious group sounds, this time from a band called The Beavers, released on a label called Seven Seas in November 1967. The Beavers with Over, Under, Sideways, Down from the Yardbirds, which you can find on their 1LP. Followed them up with Los Ampex. Formed in Bogota, Colombia, early in their career they were included in a group tour called Milo Agogo, which brought new wave music, as it was known, to the main cities of Colombia. That was through mid-66 through to late 1967. Recorded their first EP, Inferno Agogo. Followed that up with a self-titled album, Los Ampex. Then in 1967, Discos Fuentes recorded their second LP, which included a whole bunch of covers, Wake Call 2, Love and Spoonful, The Wailers, The Yardbirds, The Easy Beats, The Birds, The Rolling Stones, and Paul Revere and The Raiders. So from Los Ampex, we had Lost Love.
And he's doing a fantastic job too. A really respected guy and a terrific guy.
Squeezing in one more track. This one is off a compilation called Far East, Far Out, Volume 1. Released on a label called Diamond. As a 45, this track. In 1966, it's by the Astro Notes. This is the A side of this 1966 45. It's called My Baby Treated Me Cruel.
If I ask you, do you love me? You gotta tell me. treated me cruel. Treated me cruel.
That's My Baby Treated Me Cruel by a band called the Astro Notes. Now, it's taken off the comp called Far East Far Out, but I'm not entirely sure where this band is from, but I'm going to make an informed guess, and I'm going to call Hong Kong, because the 45 was released on a label called Diamond Records Limited, which was an independent British Hong Kong label established in 1960. So based on that, I'm going to say the band also out of Hong Kong. Great track, though. Hope you've enjoyed the extended Global Garage set. Hope you'll stick with me next week, episode 700. I'll see what I can pull out of the hat. Time is very, very limited in the next week as I travel parts of Australia over to Tasmania for a conference. Might just have to defer that episode 700 celebration, but it will happen. In the meantime, remember, lots and lots of back episodes available. You can find the show on your favourite podcasting platform. You can rate and review at goodnotes.com and also Apple Podcasts. So if you're an iPhone user, should be pretty easy to drop me a rating or a review. That would be much appreciated. Remember, you can contact me or follow me on Facebook or Instagram or Blue Sky or TikTok. Any of those platforms, just search Retrospect Garage Punk. You'll find me for sure. From an album described as the swingiest Hammond organ album since the birth of psychedelia. Possibly be any cooler than that. Released on a label called Somerset in 1968. Full LP with titles such as Golden Gate Freakout, Tennessee Waltz Frug, Joshua Got Busted, Hate Ashbury Time, California Time, The Acid Test. Awesome. It was produced by Griff Lawrence, who was a composer associated with King Curtis, and Paul Griffin, who was an American pianist, organ player, composer, and arranger. Legendary session musician too. So I'm calling this one a Sykesploitation LP. How could it not be with a title like The Swingiest Hammond Organ Album Since the Birth of Psychedelia? The album is actually credited to the Mustang, and its actual proper title is Organ Freakout, A Happening with the Mustang. Wakel. From that LP, this is Wildflowers 67. Thanks for being part of Retrospect. I'm Phil Gray.
connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
The single greatest scandal in broadcast history.
What's up? It's Pickles. We have a message.
Let's have a kiki. Get ready for a fabulous time with dragshow.ca. From drag brunches to holiday cabarets, there's something for everyone. Check out the latest events and join in the fun. Visit dragshow.ca for all the details.
We are going to serve
and work and turn
and honey.